3. Sorry, guys, we got up to a lot, and maybe we're rambling for our own memories here. But after the storytelling party, we went on to the search party, which took us a while to find. But I'm bummed.
She's awful. See, I've had a whole week of this. Honestly, do you not feel my pain? Because I feel my pain.
Sorry. So it was a party put on by, help me out, Kate, Blecko, Hipmunk.
And Chomp.
Oh, and Chomp.
So Blecko's a web search. Hipmunk is obviously rival to Skyscanner doing flight search, and Chomp does app search.
Yeah. So we saw loads of cool people there. We saw Alexis from Reddit, who you may have seen speak in Edinburgh, and he's now on the Hipmunk side, so that was cool.
Yeah, and I also met David, who was pretty much the Reddit team's scaling engineer, and we had quite a lot of good geeky chat there. And also Chris, who was the chief scientist at Hipmunk, and they were saying how, you know, Hipmunk is now made out of most of the Reddit team.
And we also saw Hermione Way from Newspaper in London, who's now moved to San Fran.
Yeah, did she mention why she moved to San Fran?
No, I think people just fall in love with the US while they're here, in the same
really?
Way I fell in love with the UK.
Oh, really?
I couldn't explain it, otherwise I'd be here.
Oh, okay. Okay, that's fair enough.
We had a couple drinks there, but they make them quite strong in the US, as Kate's pointed out, so...
Oh my god, yeah. Like, they don't even know what a measure is.
They just pour the vodka until it fills up with cranberry at the same time, and you see what ratio it comes out with.
What? You mean, like, they literally get a cup, fill it up with ice, pour it until it's about 3/4 of the way through, and then add a splash of cranberry. It's just, like, insane.
Oh, man, so I think
it's been cheap, by the way.
I think we stayed at that party till about 2 in the morning, 1:30, whenever they kicked us
out. Yeah, 2 o'clock, yeah.
We went to get tacos, and there we met a team from The Guardian in front of us for tacos.
Oh, yeah. I think they were as amused as we were on the first night about these Korean barbecue tacos.
So they were celebrating the fact that they just finished submitting all their stories for this Guardian South by Southwest publication, which was really neat. Yeah. And they knew Michael, our beat blogger in Edinburgh, so shout out to Michael, too.
Woo!
So we didn't wind up getting tacos because they were out of beef and chicken at this point, but wound up with a double cheeseburger at our next stop.
I don't.
I'm pretty sure it was the first double cheeseburger I've ever had in my life.
Okay.
I promise. And meanwhile, Kate made some friends, which is really cool.
Yeah, well, okay, let me explain, right? There was a fight going on. There was a massive fight going on behind us in this, like, dodgy trailer park in which Jessica was getting this double cheeseburger out. And so, I mean, this guy sat next to me and we just started talking. And it turns out that him and his, he's a brilliant guy doing social good. And a brilliant web engineer too. And he was working with Andrew, who is like the 6'10" giant.
Yeah, so their project, Tiziano Project, they're teaching people in war areas how to better document what's going on and share that with the world. So that's really awesome. We also learned about chess boxing, which we don't have time to tell you about now, but Google...
No, we should, roughly, right? Basically, like, you do a round of chess and a round of boxing, and you either win by knockout or chessmate.
Yeah, pretty much. And so we had the honor of eating with one of the champions there. Yeah. That was pretty cool.
That was cool.
I wound up staying up till sunrise. Andrew, the Mr. chess boxing, suggested that we go to the lake and watch the sunrise. So we stayed up till 8 in the morning, and it was pretty fun. We had a really nice chat.
I went home like a sensible person and not go and watch a sunrise, because I got up at 9 o'clock this morning and to make it to the session.
Yeah, I got to give Kate credit there, but hopefully we'll see Andrew and Chris again during normal hours of the day.
Okay, I think this is a wrap up. So we're going to be talking tomorrow about today, although we're just having a recovery day today. My first talk that we went to actually said that today's a sleep day, where they organize all the, you know, not so great talks for today. So
Kate's not giving herself enough credit. She's been very productive. I'm just getting started.
Cool. All right, over and out, guys. See you later.
See you later.